Lindsay Davidson from the Chatham Kent Public Health Unit joining us this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So you wouldn't know it by this weather we have now and what we're getting tomorrow, but we are starting to talk about planting, and we wanted to get you on to talk about growing produce at home.
Definitely. So there, especially with people not being able to get out and kind of go places, people are really starting to look at what they can do at home and starting to see how they can actually grow their own vegetable gardens.
So what are some of the tips then?
So there's lots of different ways that you can grow gardens at home, depending on where you live. If you have lots of space in your yard, you can obviously do an in-ground garden. The least expensive, because really all you're digging in is the ground and getting things going that way. Raised bed gardens are another option. They're really easy. They're basically like a great big container with no top that you can put on the ground and fill with soil. You just want to make sure you get rid of all of the grass that's underneath or kill it with newspaper or something like that. And then if you don't have any space at home, you can do container gardening, which is really easy to do. It's just buying large pots that you can fill with soil and plant your seeds into. So that's something that you can do even if you're in an apartment or don't have a lot of space.
So if someone's listening and they want to go with one of those three options, what should they be keeping in mind when it comes to sunshine?
So there's lots of things you want to keep in mind. You want to make sure you have lots of light. Plants need full, especially vegetable plants, need full sun. And you want that sun to be there for about 6 to 8 hours. So you want to make sure that you've got lots of sun and it's not going to get too shaded. You also want to make sure you've got lots of water. So an easy source to access water. So if your garden hose doesn't reach to where you're planning to put it, then it might not be a great location because oftentimes we don't get enough rainwater. You can fill up great big rain barrels and have that close by, so those are options too. You want to make sure that whatever seeds or plants that you're using, that they are coming from a good source, but it doesn't matter whether you use seeds or plants. That's entirely up to you. So you could easily start your veggies from seed right now, or you may want to choose to buy plants that are already started for you, or do a mixture of both. So things like radishes and beets are really easy to, or beans and peas are really easy to start from seeds right into your garden. Whereas things like tomatoes, even things like cucumbers or peppers, you may want to buy plants instead. If you'd rather start everything from seeds, you can easily do that at home. And all you need are little containers. Even things like leftover egg cartons filled with soil are a great way to start seeds before you put them out into the garden.
We're joined this morning by Lindsay Davidson with the Chatham Kent Public Health Unit, talking a little bit about growing your own garden. So where can people find some of these seeds and plants? Obviously, some of the gardening places where you can get curbside pickup.
Definitely. And pretty much all of our local suppliers are still open. They're just running a little differently like everything else. You may just have to call in advance and order your seeds or your plants that way for pickup. Or you can order a lot of the seeds online through catalogs. So those are really easy ways to do it. Hardware stores also have them. And if you're looking to build your own raised beds, hardwood stores are great. Sometimes you can even ask them to cut the wood for you for an extra cost. That way, all you have to do is put it together.
I say, or you can also call Dave because he and his wife put together a raised flower bed on the weekend. I'm sure you'd be willing to share your plans.
Two of them, yes. They were really easy to put together, too. I was quite shocked that we came out of it with no arguments and all of our limbs attached. So it was a good thing.
To the ER required.
So where can people get some more help on all of this, on growing vegetables, Lindsay?
So there's lots of great resources in our community. So we have a lot of local horticulture societies, and they are an amazing group of people who have so much knowledge. And in our, most of our communities, so you can find them either online or on social media. Or keep your eye out, because both the Health Unit and the CK Food Policy Council social media accounts are going to be hosting some online videos in the next little while to see what we can help to share on how to do all kinds of different things related to gardening.
Perfect. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And say, my advice would just be wait until the snow melts before you actually maybe start planting anything outside.
Definitely. You want to wait until the weather really is warm enough. You don't want things to be too cold. In this area, most people tend to wait until our May long weekend. Some people will start a little bit earlier, but May long weekend is usually a pretty good time to do it. And if you don't want to grow your own stuff, just because you're not interested or you don't have a green thumb and aren't ready to try that, we have lots of options that are available for people to Order local fresh produce and meats as well. And all that information can be found on the Food Policy Council's website or by local Buy Fresh map website as well. There's lots of great options out there.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of useful information. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Stay safe. Lindsay Davidson with the Chatham-Kent Public Health Unit.